Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm going to go to the next one. song called Son of Light off their album Aesthetica on Thrill Jockey. Just got to see them the other day, played a show with them at Bottom of the Hill. A band that has a little bit of a interesting, I don't know, backstory, side story, sideshow. A lot of internet hubbub. I don't know, they delivered the goods. They were good. Before that was Astral Social Club with Works in Progress off of a compilation magazine CDR called Bread from a couple years ago that I just recently found in my stuff. I think I just got it at the Escapist comic book store, if I remember correctly. I just recognized a couple of the names on it, and it was cheap and looked interesting, and that was an awesome jam to open up the show with. By the way, hi, George here. Haven't done one of these in a while. Just, you know, shit gets busy. What can you do? Life happens. And yeah, this is another episode of the podcast where I just play stuff that I'm interested in. I run a record label called Zum, and we have a website and distro, and I just kind of, you know, used to write about music, but now you can pretty much just show people what you're listening to, and this seems like the best way to do that. So I'll still write. I'll still do it once in a while. In the background, the saxophonic stylings of, well, it's a band I'm in, but I feel okay about playing this part because I'm not playing on it. It's a new recording by Volts. We recorded like a half hour set that is coming out on vinyl. Our friend Matt Hart is going to put it out sometime soon, we hope. I mean, the recording's done, so why not? But showing you a little bit of a middle section of this, which is two sax trios of Randy Lee Sutherland and Misha from No Babies and John Grothman, who otherwise plays drums and Volts. So, and that's a band that's been around for a long time, different lineups all the time. I'm in it. I play guitar sometimes. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. I'm gonna let this play out, and then we'll move on to something else. Glass Graves, Oakland musician, for a song by KIT, which is, gosh, I'm playing a lot of my stuff. Hope you don't mind. Hope you don't mind I'm lying down when I'm doing this right now. I'm trying a new breathing exercise. But yeah, that was off of a compilation. Ooh, that sounds terrible. I'm gonna get up again. Yeah, there we go. Sitting up. Anyway, from a remix compilation we put together called Revocation, which has kit remixes by Shushu, White Rainbow, Stereo Total, DJ Narnar, Tomo from Tussle's band. It's called WWW. Bunch of people, John Weiss, all contributed a remixy mix, and it's up for free, and Mediafire, if you want to get it, write me, or I'll put a link, yeah, that makes the most sense. Before Glass Graves was a Meredith Monk piece called Mercy, the album's called Mercy. A lot of M's, a lot of alliteration. That Meredith Monk could have been a superhero, superheroine. Meredith Monk, Masks, Mercy, name of the album. Before that was Renee Hell, Jeff Witcher, with his new album. It's called The Hilton, and that track was called Bending Voice, Parenthetical Voice. Jeff manages to make pretty music that is also mind-blowingly loud in the live setting. But yeah, my stuff from him on the type label. Now there's something I want to play for you from band on my label. Kind of the ostensible reason I do the podcast is to highlight maybe some catalog stuff or some new stuff on the label, which is the newest thing, album by Highcastle from Oakland, Power Trio, Aaron Allen, Wilson Drozdowski, Shaggy Denton, all members of other bands in the past, but this is their main gig at the moment, going on tour of the United States in September. My label is putting out this album, so it behooves me to play you what might be considered the, the single? Might be called the single. Yeah, let's call it the single. This is We Were Lovers off the album Spirit of the West by Highcastle. We were lovers!
We got bad news. We have
recording, live recording at The Smell in July 2005 in the song Bunny Slope off their Secret Passage tour. I've seen a couple post-Coughs acts. Most recently saw Kaka in LA, actually DJed their show at The Smell. So keep seeing those dudes all around. Good to see them keep on going, but that was a pretty epic hot July show, I guess 6 years ago now. God damn. Before that was the ever odd, ever evolving Z's with a track called Acres of Skin. We put out a split 7-inch between Z's and Child Abuse a couple years ago. Still got copies. Check it out. Before Z's Divorce, a awesome band from Glasgow that we got to play with when Kit was on tour in the UK in March of this year. And that's an older recording, so I think it's actually a different singer, but I think the guitar, bass, drums part of it is all the same. Real nice people. Stayed with them in Glasgow. Had to walk up 4 flights of stairs with all our gear. Had some chili, some vegetarian chili. Andy was very excited about the AIDS Wolf tape that I had put out and had brought a couple copies with me. So that get me a little eaten money. Which, oh yeah, they also told me to go to the best burrito place in Glasgow, which could have been true, but it was really, it's hard to tell. I think Mexican food's kind of in vogue in the UK right now, and no one quite does it right. As far as I can tell, people are like, oh yeah, this is really good Mexican. It's like New York. Like, how good is the Mexican food in New York or London, really? When I will put up an Oakland taco truck against any of these things. But, you know, that's just my hang-up. Well, that was a tangent. Before Divorce, Sleep Mute Night Mute. Old Portland band, amazing live band. I wish there was some video of them somewhere, but Nathan put out the long-awaited album recorded in like 04 on his label Fast Weapons called Night of the Long Knives, and that was a track called In Adulthood. Yes, someone put out, well, I guess people don't really put out DVDs for bands that broke up if they were not popular. So YouTube, someone should put up footage of that band on YouTube. And beginning that lengthy, was it lengthy? There were some long songs in there. There were some short songs. Lengthy set was High Castle and We Were Lovers. Their new album is called Spirit of the West. On tour, on the label that I run called Zum. And I should remind you now to check out zumonline.com. And we have a Facebook group. And we have a Facebook page. I'm not sure what the difference is exactly between the book and the page, the page and the group, but just to cover my bases, I got both. And we've got a Twitter, which is more just me, but you can find links to all these things on there. I'm doing a bunch of other kinds of performances other than being in bands, doing a little bit of talking, and doing some improv stuff. So, yeah, I'll post that stuff on the groups and the Facebooks and the Twitters and the whatnot. And we'll leave you now with something by Group Duet. Thanks for listening.